Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden opening a day of meetings in Germany, where he was awarded with the highest honor the German government gives individuals for public service. As he accepted the Order of Merit, he touted the U.S.-Germany alliance, and he also referenced the war in Ukraine.
We must sustain our support. In my view, we must keep going until Ukraine wins a just and durable peace.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports that South Korean intelligence says North Korea has deployed 12,000 troops to support Russia in the war. Michigan, the destination today for both presidential candidates, Vice President Harris, former President Trump, have events around the state. Still no response from Hamas after Israel announced that it killed the Hamas top leader, Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. And the Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. This is ABC News. The investigation's underway into the death of singer Liam Payne. The former One Direction member was found dead after falling from a hotel balcony this week in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Toxicology reports are pending as authorities examine whether the 31-year-old committed suicide.
There was apparently a pattern of kind of erratic behavior, so much so that some employees, including a manager at the hotel, had called emergency services to try to get some help, that they were concerned that Liam Payne was acting in a way that they believed he might be a danger to himself.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault on our podcast Start Here. The Los Angeles Dodgers one win away from the World Series after trouncing the Mets 10-2 in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series. And in the American League, the Cleveland Guardians were one out away from going down 3-0, but came back to force extra innings and prevailed 7-5. Game 4 of that series tonight. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Last Friday, the Flambeau River YMCA and Myron Construction held an open house. We spoke with Holly Nowak, Myron Construction's project manager, about the event and what it means to be able to show people what's going on.
What are your thoughts on the project as a whole, and how do you feel about this community day? Like, was attendance what you thought it would be, or are you happy with it?
Sure. It's fun. We love hosting community events like this. We love bringing the community into our construction process and make them feel like they're part of the project. Expose them to things that they may not see every day and help get them excited about their project and their new facility.
Hmm. Well, it is wonderful to be able to tell people about it.
This full interview and an article will be available online at 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players, like A.J. Johnson, to get in some playing time with their veterans.
Like, I look at A.J. Johnson, he struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. Just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season opener is next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. years. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what does he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. You know, he's been successful for a long time, so we're glad we got him right now.
That's Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny and still windy today. We'll get to around 70 this afternoon with wind south at 15 to 25. A few sprinkles tonight, 48 tomorrow. Clouds, a few sprinkles in the morning. More sun in the afternoon with a high of 68. Sunday, sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
98Q Country.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love. Deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all. But I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Whippoorwill. what tradition told you. And it don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different park.
Country.
She runs around me. You never. Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody like you. I'm ready to
caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. I said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Where I harvest what I plant, this is my dirt. Where I raise my babies, this is my dirt.
Some rockin'
Friday.
Get down
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
She's been going out with him. She's been going out with me. Said she'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on. So I drove by her house, and sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck. I pulled over by the curb. I've been sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong that he did so right. Thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out.
Red Akins, that ain't my truck. Such language. That's language. 44 is our temp, and we're going to see these high temperatures climb up to about 68 today, and mid-upper 60s again for tomorrow, and low 70s for Sunday, Monday. 60s will continue all the way through Tuesday, so the mild weather continues. My apologies to those who attended high school football last night. Now, it wasn't crazy, crazy cold, but I did say we were all wimped out and, you know, we didn't have any cold weather nights. If you were at the Shawmigan Phillips game last night, that wind was moving just enough to make you wish you had maybe put a little something warmer on. It was just a little bit cold. It wasn't crazy, but we're all wimped out from the warm weather, so it was a little cool out there. And congratulations in order to Coach Precor and the Phillips Loggers. They went undefeated conference play, and they win the conference for eight-man football here. And Phillips topped Shawmigan 60-12 in that contest last night here in Park Falls. You heard it with Steve Jetland. We'll have that archived for you a little bit later on. Our website is looking real good, new stuff, but they are kind of modifying some things in there, and I'm hoping our archived area did disappear for a while the last couple of days. I made them aware of that, so they're hopefully getting that back on there, because I know a lot of you like to listen back to the games and such, so we'll hopefully get that back up again here in the next couple of days. Another keyword coming up today, our Backyard Barbecue Contest. Want to welcome in some new sponsors to our Backyard Barbecue Giveaway, the Butcher and the Baker down there in Brentwood. Thank you for being a part of our Backyard Barbecue. BC Auto Repair, located down in Prentice, and also Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce, sponsor of our 98Q Backyard Barbecue, along with Ross's Pork Chop, Jay's Automotive, O'Deer Nutrition, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Warga Auto and Truck Center, in Phillips, D&D Tire and Auto Center of Park Falls, and Chuck's Little Station in Prentice. All sponsors, prizes will be given away from all of those, along with many other prizes, on Wednesday, October 30th. All you need to do is get your invite, and to do that, you just got to text us keyword for today. We'll qualify more people today and again next week, so stay tuned for that keyword coming up after 7. We want you to be there. 5:30 on Wednesday, October 30th at the Lanes, when we give away the Backyard Barbecue for up to 15 people and the grill, and a free grill. Yeah, tuck that baby away for spring, and we'll pull that thing out, and maybe we'll do our Backyard Barbecue whatever date you set, but maybe we'll do that in the spring with your brand new barbecue grill. Let's find out what's going on. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. So let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden opening a day of meetings in Germany, where he was awarded with the highest honor the German government gives individuals for public service. As he accepted the Order of Merit, he touted the U.S.-Germany alliance, and he also referenced the war in Ukraine.
We must sustain our support. In my view, we must keep going until Ukraine wins a just and durable peace.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports that South Korean intelligence says North Korea has deployed 12,000 troops to support Russia in the war. Michigan, the destination today for both presidential candidates, Vice President Harris, former President Trump, have events around the state. Still no response from Hamas after Israel announced that it killed the Hamas top leader, Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. And the Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, convicted of killing his daughter in 2000. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges are filed against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference Thursday afternoon.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case out of respect for the ongoing judicial process. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Elijah was the 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. A bail hearing for Bauer and Vang will be Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris is blitzing battleground Wisconsin with 2.5 weeks to Election Day. She campaigned in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are critical to Harris's chances of winning in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 26th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's the Northwoods' longest-running home haunt back for their 11th year. Sprexel Slaughterhouse presents Somewhere Under the Rainbow, a haunted house for all ages. A $5 minimum donation per person is appreciated. Children are encouraged to attend before dark. The kid-friendly haunt is still frightening for some children. You may exit at any time. This is 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., one night only, and is a home haunt in a residential neighborhood, so they do ask that you be respectful to the surrounding neighbors. Enter at your own risk. There will be stairs, hills, flashing lights, loud noises, and uneven ground. Open rain or snow. Once again, this is Saturday, October 26th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., over at 422 Abner Street in Rhinelander. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players like A.J. Johnson to get in some playing time with their veterans.
Like, I look at A.J. Johnson, he struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. Just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season opener is next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what does he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. You know, he's been successful for a long time, so we're glad we got him right now.
That's Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Well, it's mid-October and a fast change in water temps as lakes react to the 30-degree lows and highs in the upper 40s. Surface temp reports from low of 50 degrees to high of 58. We never got much of a shot at the wonderful mid-60s. Have anglers on alert for turnover, which is usually at 55 to 57 degrees on their favorite lakes. Look for murky water, debris from the bottom of the lake, not fresh dead tree leaves or algae that's floating or suspended. If you see that, pick up and go somewhere else. There's lots of lakes to choose from in the Lakeland area, and lakes don't all turn at the same time. We're only going to do reports on species that are still being fished at this time. The windy weekend and rain kept many anglers off the water. Musky fishing has been good to fair. Not the great weekend we normally expect for mid-October. Maybe the water temps, but fish are scattered. Anglers are still finding fish weed-related, either just in or just off. Other reports have anglers picking up fish off of rock humps or on deep-diving crankbaits. Surprisingly, the sucker bite has not been as strong as expected, but twitch baits, jerks, and gliders have been accounting for boated fish. The top fish reported at the shop was a 48.5 guided by Jake Smith on Thursday, October 10th. Crappie fishing has been good to fair. The action's cranking up before the wind made tough to fish. Good action and size have been reported, like 10 to 13 inches on medium fatheads or light hair jigs fished under slip floats over submerged wood or along coontail edges of 12 to 14 feet. We'll update reports online later for largemouth perch and bluegill if we get any, but as the season progresses, the ones reported on are the most targeted species. We have an uptick in temps forecast for the coming weekend with highs forecasted into the mid to upper 60s with lows in the 40s. Colors have peaked. Things are beautiful in the Northwoods. Take advantage if you can before things cool the following week. This is Nate with your Kurtz Island Sport Shop Fishing Report. Good luck out there.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sport Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory that are looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield, good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and still windy today. We'll get to around 70 this afternoon with wind south at 15 to 25. A few sprinkles tonight, 48 tomorrow. Clouds, a few sprinkles in the morning. More sun in the afternoon with a high of 68. Sunday, sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
98Q Country.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey. I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by, yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living. I went back in and fired the coffee up. She walked in the kitchen like she always does in my t-shirt, and it killed me. And I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you, can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough, but some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by, yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living like you never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little higher. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. It's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you start singing and you don't need a reason. Sometimes the world's just right, your clear eyes ain't even blinking. Got a heart full of grateful for all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living. Like you'll never die. Blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're living. Some days you're living.
Here's new country making a splash.
Hey guys, I'm Post Malone.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
Well, Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the inn looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey. He didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kind of went misty. He said, you can't find that here. Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late. Dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate. Cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes and her hair. Eating burnt suppers the whole first year. And asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass. And I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. I saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bonnet, taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now. Cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa. Been right there as our time got small and holding her hand when the good Lord called. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes so deep in love. Drank it up, cause that's the good stuff. Yeah, that's the good stuff.
98Q Country.
Taking shots, throwing down at the spot. Three sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan. Cause I was under them neon lights every single Saturday night, yeah. Everybody knew they could find me there. On a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah, my last single Saturday night. Now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, well, they see you. Cause girl, I got you by my side every single Saturday night, yeah. Every now and then the boys tell me they miss me. Oh, but they all get it cause they were right there with me. Yeah, with me when sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook
me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I'd buy a drink for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door. But damn if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night.
Cole Swindell there, 98Q Country, his last single Saturday night. We're going to get into the 60s today, and then some 70s likely as we get into Sunday, Monday, and we're going to remain at least 65-ish plus for the next 4 or 5 days. Mild weather continues. I've seen about 18 different weather predictions for the winter, some saying cold with lots of snow, and then I just saw one that said warm with little precipitation, and nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. It's like the Friday before the NFL weekend. Everybody knows, right? Everybody knows that the Packers, you know, are going to win, right? Everybody knows that. You know, everybody knows the results of all the games. And then when the game's over, everybody just kind of says, well, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that coming. And then they walk, they walk away. That's what winters are like here in the Midwest, is that we all think, we didn't get any snow last winter, so we're going to get a lot of snow this winter. That's me right there. That's just me playing the laws of averages. And then in March, I'll be with my eyes down, walking away, hunched shoulders. I'll be like, well, I didn't see that coming. Whatever it is that happens. Mother Nature does what Mother Nature wants to do. We have problems predicting what's going to happen the next 2 hours, let alone the next 6 months. But we do know that today is going to be temperature-wise very nice. I don't know if that wind's going to be whooping up. That was a cool wind last night blowing at that Shawamigan Phillips High School football game. Again, we're all wimped out, but still, it was a bit much. It was a bit much at times. We're going to see, again, high temp about 68 today with mostly sunny skies. The winds will be south at about 10 to 15, moving around just a little bit. Let's get some words of wisdom into a Friday. We have a lot going on here in the next week. Plus, we have our Catkins fundraiser a week from today. And starting Monday, you can stop on by the radio station. Tanya over at Catkins is bringing over all kinds of stuff that we're going to be raffling off. And you're welcome to come in and take a look at the items. We'll have pictures on our website, too, at 98qcountry.com under the Catkins fundraiser. But you'll be available next week. Put it on your list to come in, take a look at the baskets and all the stuff that people donated. So we're going to do our fundraiser next Friday in a broadcast marathon for Catkins. All the items, a lot of the items that we have available, including gift certificates, are already listed, kind of a skeletal list, just a basic list at 98qcountry.com under Catkins fundraiser. Let's get some words of wisdom for this Friday, the 18th of October.
Can scientists predict whether a marriage will be successful? Psychologist John Gottman says, well, he can with 94% certainty. A claim like that gets my attention. If there's an objective way to gauge the health of my marriage, I want to know about it. In 20-plus years of research, Dr. Gottman has observed a number of factors that predict how well a marriage will do. Many of his findings aren't that surprising. Happy couples show a lot of affection toward one another. They practice healthy conflict resolution and are respectful of each other's needs and desires. They show interest in what their spouse says, even when they make little comments about a pretty pretty sunset or share a nice moment about their day. Unhappy couples behave just the opposite. They look for reasons to criticize each other. They ignore or dismiss those little comments as too trivial. And when their spouse has a bit of good news about their day, they either don't acknowledge it or don't share in their happiness. Simply put, marriages flourish or perish depending on whether the relationship is fueled by kindness or contempt. The good news about that is that kindness isn't a helpful marriage resource only a select few can afford. It's available to everyone. Genuine kindness can move any marriage in the right direction by communicating to your spouse that you deeply love and treasure them. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favorites, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year, so in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast. I got a job that pays all our bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast,